begin our service. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for another day of life. We're thankful for the many, many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Dear Lord, we're thankful for you taking us through last year, dear Lord. And Heavenly Father, you protected us, you were with us, not only the physical things, dear Lord, but the spiritual, and which is more important. Dear Lord, that we can be this year, going into this year, with, as several have mentioned here this morning, it's still a great desire to follow you, to worship you, to serve you, to continue on with our course, dear Heavenly Father. As we mentioned, as we open up another year, January 1st, 2023, dear Lord, we don't know, have any idea what this year holds for us. But dear Lord, we know that you have all abilities to take care of us, to be with us. Dear Lord, that doesn't always necessarily mean everything will be perfect. But dear Lord, the main part of our lives, dear Lord, is our spiritual life. And Lord, we know that you're more than able to take care of us. Through the enemy of the soul, through the difficulties of the world, through our families, and even through ourselves, dear Heavenly Father. That we can stay true, we can stay faithful, we can continue to press the battle on. And dear Lord, that we can remain faithful to you till you call us home, dear Lord. Dear Lord, you promised that, and you protect us and be with us. And Lord, we're thankful for that promise. And we ask you to be with us this morning, dear Heavenly Father, as we look into the Word of God again, the very first service of the year. Dear Heavenly Father, just bless, anoint, and Lord, as the thoughts that I have, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to allow each and every one of the hearers, dear Lord, that it'll really take hold and take root in their hearts and their minds with the thoughts that I have this morning. And Lord, I know this isn't just a message for this day, this first year, first service of the year, but dear Lord, this can be a message many times through the year. So we ask you to bless us. We ask you to anoint the message. Anoint me, touch my body, dear Lord. Give me the strength to be able to bring the Word of God, and we'll certainly thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. In Psalms chapter 51, verse that I considered this past week, and many a times as I read a verse, as I go to study my message, I read a verse, and I'll go back several verses and maybe to the beginning, in which I did this week also with this verse. And in this chapter, and in my Bible, you know, the heading of each chapter, it always gives you some type of a thought of where it's going and the meat of the chapter. And what it says here in my Bible, it says that David prays for remission of sins and for sanctification, etc. And a verse that we'll look at here would be my main thought, but before, we're going to back up here a little bit and read verse 1. And in verse 1, David says here, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." I see that David is crying in a sense. He cries to God for mercy. Now, I don't believe this is the time when David first got saved. We knew that David had already been saved. He had favor with God even as a young man. And going into fighting Goliath and won that victory. I believe at this time, no doubt he's king. He's been involved in many battles, many things. And we'll talk about some different things as we go on with David. But David, I believe, had a very tender heart, a desire to please God. And you know, if we have a desire to please God from time to time, and my main thought for here for this morning, from time to time, we need to remember ourselves and bring ourselves back that we need to humble ourselves from time to time. Even though we're saved and we're sanctified, a desire to follow God, we always have times, and I'm not opening any door of sin, that we sin we must, but there's always times we're still in this human body. We may make mistakes. We may talk out of turn. We may not just be exactly what God has for us and please Him. We'll talk about some things as we go forward. But from time to time, get back to a place, as David said here, he goes, "Have mercy on me, Lord." He goes, maybe, and I'm not saying that a particular thing, But as you look through last year, you look through the last several months, Lord, I feel like I want to get closer to you. Lord, I want to make sure things are well with my soul. And he cries out here, to Lord, have mercy. And David goes on here and he says, according to your loving kindness, have mercy. I thank God for the Word of God. There are so many things in the Word of God that lets us know how much He loves us, lets us know that He understands that we're a human frame, lets us know that He's trying to help us, and from time to time He needs to pick us up, He needs to encourage us, He needs to bless us. And I relate to this thought here with David, and I can remember when I was first saved, I wasn't saved too awful long, and I had a condition. I had a condition in my body, and I've told many times, I had a condition with my feet. I don't know what exactly it was called, but it was like a scabbing type thing that created on my feet. I went to the doctors, he gave me some cream, and I had to put it on. It took care of it, but then it came right back, and indicating that I had to put it on for maybe the rest of my life. And as a young man, that was kind of overwhelming to me in a sense. And I remember thinking about the Word of God. And I remember praying about God. I said, Lord, and this is exactly how I phrased it to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm going to put your word under arrest. I'm going to hold your word to what you say. He says, have mercy according to your loving kindness. And I said to God, I said, you promised me, Lord, that if I would pray and I would believe, you would heal. And I did that for several weeks. I went on, and I never put any medicine on. I let it go, and God healed me. Within just a little bit of time, God healed me and took that away from me. And to this day, I've never had that issue again ever in my life, and I thank God. But my desire was, Lord, you promised something, and I'm going to hold you to it, that you're going to give me that promise. And David says here, have mercy on me, Lord, according to your word, according to your loving kindness. And he says, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. I thank God for his kindness. I thank God for his mercies, his tender mercies. I thank God I've experienced his tender mercies. I thank God when I haven't been exactly what I should have been. God didn't punish me. God didn't beat me. God didn't, it's kind of funny when you... If any of you are familiar with dogs too much, you can go to a dog and you can point to a dog and say something to him, and it seems like you don't even have to say something. You just point to a dog, and that dog will just like, what did I do? Just point at him, and so you can even talk nice to him, and they still don't understand that. God never does that. God never says, I told you and straighten you up and beat on you and everything. His tender mercies. Now, he doesn't make allowance for sin. He doesn't allow us to continue to sin. He shows us where we've done wrong and has the desire to give us the strength and the ability to get out of that and stop those things. And that's what David was saying here a little bit. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, verse 2, he says, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. I look at these verses that David said, and I believe he kind of acknowledges some things. Have mercy on me, Lord, with thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. And he says, blot out my transgressions, wash me of my iniquities, cleanse me of my sins. And I acknowledge these transgressions. So David is, in a sense, Lord, I know I'm me. I know I'm man. I know maybe I haven't been, and Lord, I'm desiring to go draw closer to you. I'm desiring to get make sure things are well with my soul. There are many times in David's life he sought God's mercy. If you read through Psalms many times, there are time after time after time after time, David just seemed to humble himself. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. He was a man of war. He desired to build the temple, but God wouldn't let him because he was a man of war. He had to repent from time to time. You know the story of Uriah. You know the story of Bathsheba. When he saw Bathsheba and he desired to have her, and he took of her, found out, and he spent time with her, and she became with child. And, you know, he brought Uriah in and had him killed. We're not going to go through the whole story of that, but in a sense set it all up to have Uriah killed. God was displeased with it. God sent Nathan into him to tell him about it. And God and Nathan gave him a little story on things. And David was aggravated about the story to Nathan. And Nathan said, "You're the man, David. You're the one that is doing just that." And God had to reprimand him. God had to bring him to a place to repent from that. It was one time even when David was younger, he went up and he took a knife, and when Saul was still king, and he cut off a robe, piece of the king's robe. And God was angry, and he was trying to show King Saul, if I wanted to, because King Saul and him were not in agreement. King Saul wanted to kill David, and David went in while he was sleeping and cut off a piece of the robe, letting Saul know, "I could have killed you if I wanted to. I had the power." But God reprimanded him. God was upset with David doing that. And God told David that. And then David had to go to his own men and said, "You leave Saul alone. Don't touch Saul. He's God's anointed. Leave him alone." So from time to time, David had to call on God for forgiveness. And I believe this is just one time. I don't necessarily know if there was any particular thing going on in David's life right now. I went back and read a little bit through 50 and things. I don't know if there's any particular thing that it was, but I think David was just desiring to draw closer to God. But my main thought for this morning is where I started out this week, is verse 10. Thinking of the first of the year, first service of the year, another year. But in verse 10, David says, "Create in me a clean heart." There again, I don't believe it means David was a sinner. David wasn't necessarily repenting to be saved. He wasn't a sinner and asking God. I think he was a man of God, and he was desiring. He looked back at his life and maybe some regret over things still haunted him some, or whatever he did. But he says there in verse 10, he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This is what I desire to do, Lord. I want you to create something in me. I want you to do a renewing in me. And that's my thought for this morning as we look into another year. Another year that we start out, the very first service of the year, very first day of the year, to renew. I was never one, and I don't have any disagreement with it or any nay or yay about it. Some people like to renew their wedding vows. Been married, whatever, 20, 30, 40, 50, I don't know. I don't understand it too much. I do a little bit, but that's not something, if my wife ever said to do that, I might do it if she wanted to, but that's not something that I would be interested in. But renew, to make reconsecrate ourselves and things like that. And I believe that's where David was here with this. Lord, drawing closer to you, drawing more of the spiritual things to you. He says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." So as this morning, as I ask you the question, as we go into a new year of 2023, and this is the day one, you actually started off on a good foot. You're in service. As Brother Walter said, maybe there are some churches that didn't open this morning because it's New Year's Day. I don't know. But a good opportunity to be in the services of God the very first year and consecrate it in yourself. Lord, I want to be in every service that I'm able to. Be in the services of God when the doors are open, to consecrate ourselves, to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You made a choice to be here this morning. And it was a good choice. Is that going to be your choice through the year? You know, God always desires for us to draw closer to Him. God always desires for us to be more spiritual. And I believe we can do that. It doesn't have to be the first of the year. And I believe from time to time we have revivals. We have special services. And those services are mainly driven for some things, and the word revived to mean revivals. Why? Because we do get in the everyday motion of things, and even in our workplace, in our home, in our marriage, in our children, in our family, it just gets to be an everyday set. You just do some things automatically. And you know what? Being a child of God, you can do the same thing. Do some things automatically. You may come to church. You may pray. You may read. You may do some things just automatically. But from time to time, Lord, help me to revive my own mind, to renew my own mind. Lord, to draw a little closer to you. To have a renewing in my own soul, in my own spirit. And day one, good day to do it. The thought about for this morning, thought about renew. And that word renew means to restore to freshness. I like that thought, that definition. To restore to freshness. You know, one of the things I enjoy about spring, once the weather starts to change a little bit, and we might do that in the next day or so, I like to open the doors and windows. Let's get some fresh air coming through. Let's get that breeze, that outside. Restore to freshness. Our spiritual, you know, we can spiritually, we can get, we'll talk about later on, we can get, as Revelation talks about, lukewarm. We can get careless. We can get relaxed in some things. To restore to freshness, to mean renew, restore to freshness, to perfection, to make new spiritually, to regenerate, vigor. What kind of vigor you have this morning? What kind of desire do you have to press on to the things of God? As Brother Walter mentioned, we don't know if any of us may not be here. One of us may not be here next year. I've often thought about that over the years in preaching and things, and every once in a while I may mention that. I may mention to a crowd or an audience that I have, and I say, I want you to think about the very thought that maybe one person in this particular audience or wherever it was, one person may not be here a month from now. That one person could be me. So when I stand before God, is things well with my soul? Have I made attempts to make a restored freshness, to have a more greater desire, a vigor, a perfection, to make new spiritual, regenerate? I believe in this verse here, in verse 10, I believe that David is trying, in one sense, I believe he's trying to reconsecrate himself to God. I believe God's pleased with that. I've mentioned many times in preaching, how many times have you gone to God in prayer and not prayed for anything else but yourself? I need help, Lord. You know, the old saying is sometimes we can wear ourselves out helping someone else or helping others and make ourselves sick because we wore ourselves out. I believe the same thing can apply spiritually. And maybe trying to pray for this one, pray for that one, pray for the world, pray for it. What about me? Lord, I need help. And I see that's where David is here a little bit, trying to encourage you some this morning to consider those things. As we read verses 1 through 3, and then jumping into 10, he says, Lord, I want you to create something in me. Create a new heart. To have mercy. To wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. You know, Jesus had to reprimand the disciples from time to time. James and John, one time, Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you have. They said, there's some men over there that are preaching and things and all, and they won't work with us. To this day, I always kind of laugh at it a little bit. I don't know why they said it. They said to Jesus, you want us to rain down fire on them? And Jesus said, you don't know what kind of spirit you have. Need to take care of those things. And he had to reprimand them from time to time. They got a hand. Peter got out of hand most of the time. And no doubt some other ones did the same thing. But Peter was the most vocal of all of them. He was always the one that kind of stuck his foot in his mouth a little bit more than the rest of them. But he had to tell them. And I think from time to time, we're not perfect as far as, we don't say everything perfect. You know, over my years of being saved, I can remember many, many years, I've heard some people make a comment, since I've been saved, I've not made one mistake. I caution that sometimes. Because I believe you can be deceived. Because there's always a time we need to draw closer to God. Lord, and I'm not saying you went out and committed murder, you committed adultery, you went out and got drunk, you got drugged. I'm not saying those type of things. But we should always have an attitude, always have a desire. Lord, I need to draw close to you. The Bible says, draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. Well, God's not going to come close to us if we're not having a desire to wanting to be closer to him. And I, like I said, I feel that's where David is here. He says, Lord, I recognize, in these verses 1 here through 3, I recognize myself. I recognize that I'm a man shaped in iniquity, so to speak. I'm a man of sin, so to speak. And have mercy on me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge I'm not what I maybe should be all the time. My transgressions and my sin is forever before me. Lord, create a new heart in me. Create a clean heart in me. I acknowledge some of these things. I believe that in these three, these three verses of scripture here, I believe if an individual would read these verses of scriptures and sincerely desire them, I believe they can get saved by those words right there. I believe a person can get saved. We almost want to go backwards from 3 to 1, so to speak. In verse 1, or verse 3, it says, I acknowledge my transgressions. First thing to getting saved is acknowledging that I'm a sinner. Now, there again, I'm not saying that David was that, but as far as someone that's not even saved, someone that is a sinner, the very first thing, very first step to getting saved is acknowledging that I'm a sinner. Because we can't acknowledge, if we don't acknowledge it, we've sinned against God. God can't have mercy on us. God can't have kindness to us. We have to acknowledge that. We see the story that Jesus brought one time about the Pharisee and the publican. You remember that story? The publican and the Pharisee went down to pray, and the Pharisee, he prayed to himself, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that he's talking about me and how proud he was. And I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners and this and that. And I thank you that I pay all my tithes. I do this. I fast in a week. I do all these things. Lord, look at how good of a person I am. He didn't acknowledge anything. He acknowledged a thing. He tried to puff himself up. But the publican went down and he said he didn't even lift up his eyes to heaven, but he smote his breast and he said just a short phrase, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's all he said. But he was sincere. Jesus said this man went down justified more than the other. We have to acknowledge some things. And I believe when we acknowledge sometimes, even after we're saved and sanctified and living for God, sometimes we need to get to the place of the Lord. I want to make sure things are well. And I'm not saying you went out and sinned. If you went out and sinned, you need to repent from that. That's something. You know, sometimes we may not speak right. We may have an attitude. Something just may not, whatever. Unforgiveness somewhere. Jesus had to deal with them for unforgiveness. Lord, how many times do I forgive someone? How many times do I forgive my brother? 7 times? Jesus said, no, not 7 times. He said, 7 times 70. And I don't believe that was a number that Jesus put out for us to count, but understanding mercy, extended forgiveness, continue to forgive. I thank God, God didn't put an account on me. I'm only going to forgive you this many times. After that, I'm not forgiving you anymore. Mercy. From time to time, I believe we need to look to the Lord to ask him or make sure there's nothing in my life. Clean me up. David said in verse 10, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. When's the last time you've asked God to help you to go deeper spiritually? I want you to think about that for a minute. I feel it's a very serious thought for saints. When's the last time you've asked God to help you to go deeper spiritually? You know, Jesus tells us we need to fast from time to time. Fasting is When you take a meal, if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or an entire day, if you take a meal and you leave it, and you don't partake of that meal, you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't do any of that stuff, and you spend that time in prayer, Lord, my soul and the needs that I have are more important to me than the meal that I have. You know, we used to say from time to time, people can get in such a heavy burden for things, they lose their appetite. Can we say, Lord, my spiritual condition, my spiritual awareness, Lord, help me to lose my appetite from time to time and spend some more diligent time in prayer, drawing closer to you. You're all having a greater spiritual walk with you. I believe today is a good day to me even say that. Do we ask God for a deeper spiritual walk, or are you okay where you are? I mentioned to you earlier back here, over in Revelations, there talks about a time, the very last time, it says there should be a time of lukewarmness. I believe we're in a lukewarm, we've been in lukewarm states before, but I believe we're in a lukewarm state. You know what becomes lukewarm? You know why people become lukewarm? Because they get tired of waiting. They get tired of waiting for the Lord to come. They get tired of waiting to see things happen. I can remember some years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, I remember Sister Bush stood up maybe on Wednesday, and she goes, she's prayed, Lord, why don't we see more healings? Why don't we see more miracles? And we don't know any of that. I remember in camp meeting, that question was brought up in the minister's meetings and things like that. Why don't we see some of these things? We don't always know. But you know what can happen when we don't see some of these things? We can get weary and lukewarm. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. We can get weary. We can get lukewarm in those things. From time to time, do we have a desire to go deeper spiritually? Or are we okay? We don't necessarily, in a sense, have to be a type of people that runs the aisles. Say, well, if I am able to get deeper spiritually, if I'm able to draw closer to God, God's going to have me running the aisles now. I don't believe that's part of it. Well, God can be having me shout and jump and clap and all these things. That has absolutely nothing to do sometimes with deeper spiritually. I've seen people sit in the pews and weep just because of the Spirit of God. Them asking God, Lord, I want more of you. And the Spirit of God to come down and just bless their soul. Doesn't mean an outward show, but a desire. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man is renewed. Again, that renew, one of the definitions I gave for being renewed, is to restore to freshness. How many of us like to wind the clock back to when we were about 20 years old? Physically. Physically. Well, we can't. None of us can. No one can. But I thank God our inward man, our spiritual man can be renewed to freshness, to having a desire of vigor towards the things of God. Well, I may not be able to get up too quick. I may not be able to even raise my hand too well. You know, some people, I'm still able to raise my hand up high when we sing songs. I agree with the song that we sing. That's why we raise our hand. Remember Sister Hawk, there towards her? She's barely able to do that sometimes. You can't get it up high, your bones are hurting. But the inward, The inward can be refreshed, can be renewed, can be have that freshness, that vigor that God wants us to have. He says, whether we're young or we're old, we can renew the inward man. You know, when I was young, that verse of scripture always was on my mind. You don't have to turn over here, but Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 says, O young man, in thy youth, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart. In the sight of thine eyes, know that thou, for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. My youth. I remember my youth. Nothing really hurt at all. But God, and I brought that thought up for this reason. When we're young, we sort of can have a little bit of leaning on the strength of this body. Strong. I remember having to come to an altar about that one time. I had to bring that to God. And, Lord, just because I'm strong, just because I'm healthy, just because I'm a young person, that has no effect on me beating the enemy of the soul, having victory over the enemy of the soul. It's through the power of God helping me to have victory. So even though I'm young, I still need to renew that spirit in me to recognize I need the help of God to have victory. And when we get old, the devil wants to beat on us sometimes. When you're young, he wants to try to puff you up because you're young and you're strong. When you're old, he wants to try to press you down and tell you you're not of any value. Well, you can't do anything anymore. Well, he says here, faith, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man may perish, yet the inward man can be renewed, is renewed day by day. As the story with the 10 virgins. There was 5 of them that didn't keep their spiritual life renewed. The Bible says 10 virgins. Jesus gave us a parable of the 10 virgins. 5 of them, half of them, and I've always looked at that thought. Now that was a parable that Jesus gave. So there wasn't actually 10 virgins, wasn't actually 10 people necessarily, but he's referring to those that are saved. And during hard times and dry times and difficult times, 5 of them, half of them, think about that thought. We mentioned there in the beginning, how many of us, there may not be one of us here, there may be one of us in eternity by this time next year. But imagine that at the end of time, that half of us may not make it. One of us, 2 of us may not make it. Does that thought ever ring to your mind? Jesus said there was 10 virgins, 5 of them, they failed. They failed to renew their spiritual strength. They got careless. They got relaxed. They sat back and let other ones take their place. The devil desires for us to focus on our iniquities. I'm going to bring his thought here. Stay with me on this particular thought here. The devil wants us to focus on our iniquities, our flaws. You know, there each and every one of us, there are some of us have very strong points on things. I've always mentioned alcohol. The devil never even tempts me with that. I never drank alcohol in my life. I tried it when I was young, when Dad was around in the summertime, but I took like one drink and that was it. And I'm like, I didn't like it. Tried a little bit a couple years later, still didn't like it. And I never did press it. And of course, I got saved later on. But I never drank out. Never was impressed with that. Smoking, drugs, those things, never. So the devil doesn't ever tempt me. But there are some other avenues that I have weaknesses that I gotta keep an eye on with the things. The devil knows that. And the same with each and every one of you. There are some things that doesn't affect you. The devil can bring a temptation to you and it doesn't affect you. But other things, it will. But those things, there might be 2, 3, 4 things, little things that bother you here, there, that you got to be real cautious with and keep attentive to. And the devil knows those things, and he tries to get us to focus on those weak points, those difficulties of those iniquities. You know, I was referring to it as like an old car sometimes. How many of you ever bought an old car years ago? Bought this car for $100.
Brother Rod and I were talking a little bit about motorcycles, same way. You bought this car for $100. Really? Well, it needs tires, it needs brakes, it needs shocks, it needs battery, it needs oil changes, it needs wiper blades, it needs headlights, it needs this, it needs all these things. It needs all these things. That's what the devil, you know, well, they got a good paint job, it's got good interior. Some of you guys remember, had a good radio. All that had a good radio, man, they didn't care what it did, they didn't care if it even ran. Look at the good points, but those bad points is what the devil sometimes in the spiritual application, the devil wants to try to look at this and look at that. But look at this and look at that. But I thank God as a message for this morning, as David was speaking, and he says there, he says that you can create a clean heart in me today. All those things that I battle, all those troubles, Lord, I want to bring them to you again. I want to bring them all to you, just like when we got saved. Lord, I want you to create a clean heart in me and renew a right spirit right now. All those things. He doesn't say, well, just deal with this thing. God says all those things. You know, I've dealt with people over the years. I remember one particular man. He came. He wanted me to pray for him. He had a problem with alcohol. And I dealt with him a couple times, two or three times, and it was the same thing. And he came to me one particular time, and this is the third time I think he came to me about it, and he said, I want to get over alcohol. I want to get over this. And I understood that part of it. I said, but here's the thing. God can deliver you from alcohol. But see, your thing is you want God to deliver you from this because you know it's destroying you, but you have other things in your life that you're not willing to give up on. I believe one of them was smoking with him. Maybe not, it wasn't a bad smoker, but something, you want me, and the same thing with drugs. I've said this, I've dealt with one person sitting here right on the front pew, and I've made this comment. If I would tell him, take this mic, this whole thing, and swallow it, and you'll never have drugs again, I believe he'd have done whatever he could to swallow, if he believed that. That's how bad they wanted off the drugs. But that's all they wanted, is that because they knew it was destroying their lives. But everything else, they're not willing to cut loose of. They're not willing to give it over to God. And that's why I think David says, look at everything I have, all my iniquities, all the things that battle me, all the things that trouble me. Lord, I'm handing them over to you. And I want you to clean me up. Give me a new heart. Clean me up. Give me a right spirit. You know, as I mentioned, this verse here, the outward man perishes. You know, our bodies hurt. Our knees hurt. Our back hurts. Our feet hurt. Our eyes are weak. Our ears, all these things. But thank God the inward man. And the inward man can be renewed day by day by the help of God, but only if we desire for God to help us that way. People all over the place today, all over the world, will have a New Year's resolution. And you know what they'll want to do better in just two or three things? Or maybe you only want one or two things. I want to lose weight. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop drinking. I want to stop this. I want to stop that. I want to stop some things. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to always stop the habits that are bad for you. But my thought for the message, God says, I don't want you to just stop one or two. I want you to bring it all to me. And I'm going to completely do a cleaning, a clean heart, to renew a right spirit of all your iniquities, of all of your transgressions, of all the things that's battling you, all the things that are hindering you, maybe from a day-to-day walk, I want to clean it up. And that's what God desired. Bring it all to you. And that's what I feel David did back here in Psalms 51. Bring everything to you, Lord. I want a refreshness in my life. I want a closer walk with you in my life, Lord. David said, create in me a new heart. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4 for a second. Look at a verse here. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, he says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
David says, create in me a clean heart.
There again, not this thing down here pumping blood through our body. But when he says our heart, he means the seat of our affections, our spiritual desires. David says, create in me a clean heart, a heart of, that I can have of God. God says, I'll take that stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. I'm not talking about this physical heart. He's talking about our spiritual desires, our spiritual center of affection. In verse 23 of Proverbs 4, he says, keep thy heart. Keep your spiritual desires, your spiritual center. Keep it diligent. For out of it, for out of our spiritual, are the issues of life. You know, if we have God create a clean heart and renew our spirit, and we walk through this world and some things pop up in our lives as Christians, they always do. God can help us to have that desire, our heart and our mind and everything. Say, we need to avoid that. We need to leave that alone. We need to not to tamper with that sometimes. But you know what happens? Just as those five virgins did, sometimes you get a little closer. I always said that with the story of Adam and Eve. When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, I don't believe Eve went over to the tree the first day and picked up fruit off and ate it. I believe the devil worked with her. There it is way over there. I'll just take a look at it. And maybe she got from here, I don't know, 50 yards from it and looking at it. Nothing happened. Next day, she's a little bit closer. Maybe she's even touching the branches or whatever. Maybe she did that a couple days, maybe a week, maybe a period of time before she finally partook of the fruit. But you know what the devil knows? He knows that if he can get you to start looking at something, you can get you to draw a little closer to it. We're not real careful. We don't heed the Spirit of God and hear the Holy Spirit of God. Before long, we'll be taking parts of that. So when we first look at something, or the devil entertains us to something, and the Holy Spirit of God says, you need to leave those things alone. Let me tell you what, I've been there. I know what I'm talking about with that, and you've probably been there too. And we need to take diligent heed to that. As he says here, this, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Lord, I want you to create a clean heart and a spiritual desire. And Lord, I want to be attentive to where when the Spirit of God speaks to me, there again, the Spirit of God doesn't come down and hit us on the head and beat us and say, hey, wake up. He is very gentle. You need to leave that alone. But people say, I'm going to take a look at it. He's not going to pull you. He's not going to be like he was with Lot and his family in Sodom and Gomorrah. Get a hold of them and drag them out. He's not going to be that way. He's going to be tender, but he's going to be very notable. Leave it alone. If we have a desire for God to create that heart in us, to create a right spirit, help us, Lord, not to just work on one thing. As the first of the year, as we open up another year, well, Lord, I got a weakness here. You know, our weakness can be because of something else that we're not aware of. You know that? You say, well, I have a weakness in that area. Well, the reason you may have a weakness in this particular area may be because of something over here that you're not recognizing. That's why when David says, Lord, I just want to bring it all to you. Create something in me. Renew something in me. Do a work in my soul, in my heart. Not just one thing, but my whole life. You know, as we bring messages like this, and we may, and you may have thought about it already, you may have had the thought, today's January 1st, 2023. December 31st, 2023, I want to be here. Okay? A year from now, this is where I want to be an increase. Now, today. God can do it today. Not a gradual. Well, maybe by the end of the year. You know what happens? How many times you hear people making New Year's resolutions? Most of the time, before the end of January, they're not even a part of it anymore. God says, today, I can do a work for you right now. We may not be here in January or December next year. I can do a work for you right now. I can bless your soul. I can create a new heart. I can give you a new spirit today. Right now, right at this instant, God doesn't have to work on periods. He doesn't work in fractions and things. Well, a little bit here, a little bit there. God says, I can do it right now. A complete work. My last verse of scripture is go to Titus chapter 3. In Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according, remember what David said, according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, and look at verse 6, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Not because of righteousness, well, you've been pretty good, you've been doing well, which he done anything. But according, because of his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly because of Christ Jesus, our Savior. That's why he done it. He done it for his son. I want to have mercy on you. I want to shed mercy on you. I want to renew you. I want to wash you by regeneration. There's some things I want to do for you because of my son, and I want to do it abundantly. Renewing the Holy Spirit. You know, God says he desires for us to get saved. He desires for us to repent from sin and turn from it. Then he desires for us to consecrate, sanctify our life to him. Because, see, some people... I know people personally, out there in the world, people I've known, I believe they truly repented from sin. They truly repented from sin. And there again, doing what I said a little bit ago, they had some things in their lives. I'll just use certain things. They had alcohol in their lives and partying and things in their life. One particular person I'm thinking of, and partying, all these things in their life. And they were sick of it. They were tired of it. And I remember the one person's testimony, and he tell me, he goes, and I think he was in a room, there was a party that night, and there was just beer and things everywhere. It was the next morning. And he just repented, and he prayed to God, and he says, God saved him. I believe him. I believe he really meant business with God. But he failed to go on and consecrate himself to God. He still had those other, well, it's nothing wrong with cursing a little bit here and there. It's nothing wrong with me having a drink here and there. I said, well, what if you have someone that has an alcohol problem and you're around them? He goes, well, we just don't drink around them. So there's something, I want to hold on to some things. This was his testimony to me. I want to hold on to some things, but these things I want to cut loose. God says, I need to bury everything here by the help of the Lord. Renewing of the Holy Spirit that he sheds on us abundantly through Jesus Christ. January 1st, 2023, Lord, renew in me a right spirit and a clean heart. I believe we can say that to God today. And there again, I don't believe we need to say it by the end of the year, today, right now, right at this very moment. God can renew a clean heart and a right spirit in us. May the Lord bless you as we have a song.
Page 141, 141.
You have longed for sweet peace and for flattering praise. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed Body and soul.